హలో స్టూడెంట్స్, నమస్తే. వెల్కమ్ టు AES డిస్టెన్స్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్. టుడే వీఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు డిస్కస్ జాగ్రఫీ చాప్టర్ 5, మినరల్స్ అండ్ ఎనర్జీ రిసోర్సెస్, మోడ్యూల్ నంబర్ 2. ఇన్ దిస్ మోడ్యూల్ దెర్ ఆర్ 10 స్లైడ్స్. లెట్ అస్ స్టార్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ స్లైడ్ నంబర్ 1. హియర్ యూ క్యాన్ సీ వాట్ ఆర్ ద subtopics we are going to discuss in this module 2. They are non-ferrous minerals, copper, its features, a pie chart showing the production of copper, state-wise share, bauxite, its features, an image of bauxite mine, non-metallic minerals, mica, limestone, a pie chart showing state-wise share of production of limestone, hazards of mining, and conservation of minerals. Students, now let us move to the slide number 2. What are non-ferrous minerals? The minerals that do not contain iron content are called non-ferrous minerals. Examples: copper, bauxite, lead, zinc, gold. They play important role in metallurgical engineering and electrical industries. First of all, we will discuss about copper. What are the features of copper? Copper is having low resistance to electricity. Therefore, it is an excellent electrical conductor. It is malleable, it is ductile. It is mainly used in electrical, electronic, chemical industries. Unfortunately, India is deficient in the reserve of and production of copper. Now let us see what are the mining areas of copper. The Balaghat mines in Madhya Pradesh, Khetri mines in Rajasthan, Singbhum district of Jharkhand, these are the areas where we mine copper. Students, now let us move to the next slide, slide number 3. Here you can see one pie chart showing the production of copper, showing state-wise share. Which state is leading in the production of copper? Yes, it is Rajasthan, 48%. Next one is Madhya Pradesh with 29%. Jharkhand 16% and others 7%. Students, now let us move to the next slide, slide number 4. Here we will discuss about bauxite. What is bauxite? Bauxite is an ore from which we obtain aluminium. So, bauxite is the ore of aluminium. It is a clay-like substance from which first we make alumina and then aluminium is made. Bauxite, do you know how the bauxite is formed? The bauxite is formed due to the decomposition of rocks rich in aluminium silicate. What are the features of aluminium? Aluminium is known for its strength, its lightness, and good conductivity of electricity. It is malleable. It is widely used in manufacturing of utensils and electrical goods. Now we'll see the areas of bauxite deposits. Amarkantak Plateau, Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh border, Michael Hills in Maharashtra and Chhattisgarh border, the plateau region of Bilaspur, Chhattisgarh, Katni, Madhya Pradesh, Panjpatmali deposits in Koraput district of Orissa. These are the areas we find bauxite deposits. Students, now let us move to the slide number 5. Here you can see one image. It is the image of bauxite mine. Here you can see so many earth movers working and so many trucks loaded with the soil containing bauxite. Students, now let us move to the slide number 6. Here we will discuss about non-metallic minerals. First we will discuss about mica. What are the properties of mica? It is a mineral made up of a series of plates or leaves. It can easily be split into thin sheets. It can be clear, black, green, red, yellow, or brown. It has excellent dielectric strength. It has low power loss factor. It has insulating properties, resistance to heat, resistant to high voltage. It is used in electric and electronic industries. Now we will see the areas of mica deposits in India. Northern edge of the Chota Nagpur Plateau, Kodarma Gaya, Hazari Bag Belt of Jharkhand, Ajmer in Rajasthan, Nellore in Andhra Pradesh. These are the areas. There is the deposits of mica. Now, students, let us move to the next slide, slide number 7. Here we will discuss about limestone. What is limestone? Limestone is a rock mineral found in sedimentary rock. It is composed of calcium carbonate or calcium and magnesium carbonate. What are the uses of limestone? Limestone is the basic raw material for the cement industry. It is essential for smelting iron ore in the blast furnace. Here also you can see one pie chart showing the production of limestone, showing state-wise share. Here you can see which state is leading producer. Yes, it is Karnataka with 30% and Andhra Pradesh with 20% and others 50%. Students, now let us move to the next slide, slide number 8. Here we will discuss about hazards of mining. Mining is a hazardous industry. It is also called as killer industry. Why do we call mining as killer industry? Because no natural light inside the mines, it makes the mine workers to face a lot of problems. Risk to life due to collapse of roofs, overflow of water and fire is very high. Dumping of waste and slurry leads to degradation of soil and river pollution. The dust and harmful fumes cause pulmonary diseases to miners. Then what are the measures? How can we stop it? The mines becoming killer industry, what are the measures? First thing, safety regulations should be made stricter. Second thing is that environmental laws should be implemented to prevent mining from becoming a killer industry. Students, now let us move to the next slide, slide number 9. Conservation of minerals. Why should we conserve minerals? It is because mineral resources are limited and non-renewable. We are rapidly consuming mineral resources. These resources require millions of years to be created. Therefore, it is very urgent and important to conserve mineral resources and use it judiciously and keep some part of it for the future generation. We should not consume or we should not consume all the resources now itself. Now, how can we conserve mineral resources? Can you tell? We can conserve minerals in the following ways. First, mineral resources should be used in a planned and sustainable manner. Technologies should be developed to use lower grade minerals at lower cost. Metals should be recycled and alternative materials should be used so that minerals can be conserved. Students, now let us move to the next slide, slide number 10, recapitulation. Students, please try to answer these questions. Distinguish between ferrous and non-ferrous minerals. What are the properties of mica? Why is conservation of mineral resources essential? Explain any three methods to conserve them. What are the uses of copper? What is bauxite? What are the chief characteristics of bauxite? What are the hazards of mining? What are the measures? Minerals are indispensable part of our lives. Explain it. So students, we have come to the end of this module, module number 2. Thank you.